Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blixen and all his reindeers pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry.
Well, I always like to think after Remembrance Day, if you're into Christmas and you want to go all out, you do your thing. I usually wait till Grey Cup before I start getting in, decorations within the home. But the Grey Cup's a little earlier this year. I don't think I'm going to do it this weekend, but I'll wait. I'll wait a little longer. Yeah, but you cannot turn the TV on and not see some sort of Christmas advertisement. The Christmas movies are starting to be advertised. All the Hallmark movies, of course, are going to be flooding your streaming services. And it's just what happens. Won't be long before full-time Christmas music in stores everywhere. It's that time. But it's also time to launch a Christmas classic here at CJME. I'm talking about Santa's Anonymous. And I think there's one man who could help me out here. Let's try. Pretty sure this direct line to the North Pole works this time of the year, too. Let me give it a try. Santa, hello! Santa, are you there?
Good morning, Greg, my friend. How are you?
Oh, Santa, I'm so excited to be talking to you on November, the first day of CJME's Santa's Anonymous. It's back, Santa.
Oh, Santa's Anonymous in Regina, one of Santa's favorite cities.
Santa, you need a little extra help at Christmas, don't you?
Absolutely, Greg. The people of Regina are very generous, but we always struggle with getting toys to children. Santa's Anonymous in Regina has always helped out Santa so much. I'm so happy to be working with you again this year.
We're happy to be holiday heroes for you too, Santa. It's like we work for you sometimes, and that's what we're asking, right? Anyone who wants to donate a new toy in one of our drop-off boxes around the city, you can find all the locations at cjme.com. Santa, we're looking for everything from babies to 12-year-olds, right?
Absolutely, Greg. Toys are being collected for children of all ages. Babies until 2 years old, a great toy would be a plush toy or a bath toy or blocks, Fisher-Price, all that good stuff.
Those are awesome ideas, Santa. Now, I know a lot of people ask us, what do we get a 9 to 12-year-old? I'm going to challenge you, Santa. You're there in the North Pole. Look around. What are the elves working on?
Lego, board games, craft kits, science kits even, Greg, like building a robot, sports equipment. You can make a kid of any age happy with any kind of these toys.
Those are all awesome ideas. What about young girls? Do you ever shop at Sephora, or do you make those kind of products out there at the North Pole?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Sephora is one of their favorites. You say that word to a little girl, and they get so excited.
Well, Santa, I'm so happy that you're a part of our launch of Santa's Anonymous, and it is true that you need a little extra help to make it magic under the tree. And hey, Santa, you got time for a couple of quick questions? Some kids are texting me.
Greg.
All right, so Sandra is asking, Santa, is there Wi-Fi at the North Pole? That's a question I never would have thought to ask.
Yes, indeed. And the Wi-Fi is very strong up here, Greg. But I'll tell you something. When the elves start watching the holiday movies, it does slow it down a bit.
I bet. It happens in my house, too, when too many are listening and watching at the same time. All right, Santa, here's another question. This one's from Brett. He wants to know, did you ever take a summer vacation this year?
Absolutely, Greg. Remember, I was there for Christmas in July for the Rough Rider game.
Right, yes.
Oh, and yes, Santa did watch over the weekend. They're going to the Grey Cup.
Oh, Santa, we're counting down. It's going to be fun. One more question, Santa. How do you get on the nice list?
Greg, it's a lot easier than you think. You have to be nice, help others, and smile. The nice list isn't about being perfect, Greg. It's about trying to do your very best every day.
Aw, Santa, that's great advice. Hey, thanks for helping. Santa, are you there? Santa, are we losing you?
Goodbye, Greg. We'll talk soon.
Thank you for helping with Santa's Anonymous. I really can't wait till we talk to him regularly closer to Christmas again for the kids, too. Seems Sun coming up, a clear sky, and it was clear enough last night. Many of you sharing your photos on the CJME Morning Show Facebook page of the Northern Lights. Lada Hirschmiller there. Great photo out her front door of East Regina from Weyburn. I got Janet Marie, who sent a great-looking, a collage of photos at 9:30 last night. Keep them coming. You can text 1-877-300-7275. They were spectacular last night. A powerful burst of energy from the sun is just streaming past Earth, and it's shaking up particles at the highest levels of the atmosphere. And it just painted a stunning view last night for most of Canada, a lot of the United States, too. And it was nearly a G5 magnetic storm. And they think last I saw it was a G4, but potentially a G5 tonight. What that means really is it's such a rare level of solar storm activity that it may or may not impact electrical grids, cell towers, and satellites. Intermittent disruptions, they forecast. But if you missed it last night, they suggest the view could be even stronger tonight. So taking a photo with a smartphone camera, it really helps to reveal hints of the aurora that you can't really see with your own eyes. So if you look and see it one way, make sure you take a photo of it too, and it looks even more spectacular. Hey, the first teaser for Toy Story 5. Which is coming out next summer, dropped yesterday. It's kind of cute because it shows Woody, Buzz, and the gang all terrified as a package arrives at the door. And when opened, it's a high-tech tablet set to become popular.
Bonnie, there's a package for you.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you!
Hi there, I'm Lilypad. Let's play!
And they just look horrified. I can't imagine how a tablet screen could eat up a child's hobbies or interests, literacy, ability to function socially. How could that become a villain in a movie? An iPad is like a babysitter. It can't possibly pose a risk to other toys like Woody or Buzz. That's a good premise. Toy Story 5 is out next June. Last night, pretty emotional for Jimmy Kimmel. He talked about his childhood and best friend. Also, the band leader on a show, Cleto, died yesterday. He was 59. Jimmy struggled to keep it together.
We've been on the air for almost 23 years, and I've had to do some hard monologues along the way. But this one's the hardest because late last night, early this morning, we lost someone very special who was much too young to go, and I'd like to tell you about him.
He went on to tell some stories. Cleto, before Kimmel, as a band leader, was a sought-after studio musician. He played saxophone. He toured with many artists through the 80s. And he wrapped up his emotional monologue with his message.
Cherish your friends. We're not here forever. Thank you for indulging me. We're going to take the next couple of nights off. But I wanted to be here tonight to tell you about my friend. And also, Cleto loved Eddie Murphy a lot, and I don't think he would have wanted us to miss this. So we will be right back with Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, so he's taking the next couple of nights off. Cummings, and I clearly love the SU, so it's pretty cool to hear that they're going to be running back to Saskatoon, unfortunately. Not Regina, the Guess Who, with the legendary Randy Bachman and Burton Cummings reuniting at Sastel Center on June 6th in the new year. Tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. for that show, as we announced here on Monday morning. We shared that for the first time. Yeah, that will be pretty cool. Spectacular last night, looking outside at what was happening in the sky. It was the Northern Lights. Never seen anything that stunning. And apparently tonight, it's going to be just as good, if not better. If you missed it, the encore performance is tonight. People living as far away as in Florida were seeing the dancing lights. It was just gorgeous. And many of you sharing photos on my CJME Morning Show Facebook page. It looked like Christmas in the sky. Red, green. At times, it even seemed a little purple, too. And wherever you were in Saskatchewan, you could see it. I'll bring in a professional to tell you a little more about this. He's David Phillips from Environment Canada. It was just gorgeous last night, David.
Hey, Greg, I love your enthusiasm, and for sure, my gosh, I looked at the clear skies over Saskatchewan yesterday, and I thought, my gosh, it's absolutely going to be a real show there, and it was. I mean, and you described the colors, just many colors, just dancing in the sky, and wow, what a great time.
And David, obviously closer to the poles, you have better visuals on it, but yeah. It was so deep into the U.S., the visibility, like, parts of Florida were even admiring it last night.
Right. You rarely do you get it ever down there to the Dixie, but because of the very active solar storms and the sun and energizes just the atoms up there in the ionosphere, and they're just dancing along, and then all of a sudden what can ruin it are just cloudy skies, but boy, it was clear right across many parts of North America, so it was a real treat. And you haven't even talked about the Grey Cup. Come on, you're hoarding all the good weather. We've already had too much winter here in the east, and you guys, look at these temperatures this week. Greg, come on. Friday, 13, 14 degrees. This is like more than a dozen degrees warmer than normal. And just 1 week of just absolutely gorgeous weather. What did you do to deserve all this?
Well, what's influencing it? Have we got one of those honking big high pressures ridges that have just pushed up from the south, or what?
You're right, Greg. And one of the things we've had to make the temperatures so warm, I mean, temperatures that are 8 to 14 degrees warmer than normal, is the storms are moving across the north. And what that does, those storms draw up from the south southerly air. So you're getting this warm air from the United States, and we don't have a lot of snow on the ground, so it's not cooling the air. So this is really kind of like a mid-November bonus. I mean, temperatures that are just unusually mild.
How much longer will it last, though, David? What do you see in the long range here?
It looks like this week is clearly going to be mild. Now, next week, we see a change. We see maybe a little bit of snow and cooler than this week, but not you're not going to pay for it. You know, people always worry. You get a week like this, oh, nature's going to make up for it, and we're going to pay for this next week. Well, it's going to turn a little cool for the next couple of weeks, but I don't think any polar vortex kind of concerns.
Not yet. Yeah, thank you.
Not yet. Absolutely not yet. But look at Sunday. My gosh, in Winnipeg. I mean, I love Grey Cups that are like the fog bowl, the snow bowl, the freeze bowl, the swamp bowl, where weather is kind of as important as the injury reserve list what kind of shoes you wear. But this week is going to be in Winnipeg. It's going to be the no weather bowl. I mean, it's absolutely, weather's going to take a hike. We see temperatures that are going to be about zero degrees for a high kickoff time, and no precipitation, clear skies, and boy, you'll be able to, maybe you'll see the Grey Cup, and there'll be some northern lights to dazzle the upper air. But I think that the only worry I have is winds. Winds look a little strong on Saturday and maybe Sunday morning, but by kickoff time, I think the winds would just peter right out.
So all right. Who are you cheering for? You cheering for the Riders or Montreal? I know you live out east. Who are you cheering for?
I'll tell you, my forecast is the west by 10.
and very nice.
So really, and my mother was a great Saskatchewan fan of Rupert. So I really pull for them, even though it's the east. But my gosh, I think it'll be a great cup.
All
it'll
right.
Just be absolutely great.
Hey, David, thank you for joining me again this morning. Always nice to have you on the show.
Thanks, Greg. Bye-bye now.
Can't believe it's 56 years, but we're doing it again, and we need your help. This year, we expect more looking for assistance than ever before, and we need you to purchase a new unwrapped toy and put it in one of our drop-off bins. Donations, yes, we accept those. If you'd rather just make a donation, go to cjme.com, and we'll shop for the toys for you. But yeah, now, till December 11th. And thanks to our friends at Regina Plumbing and Heating, Industrial Scale, Dove House, Senior Living, and Sherwood Co-op. We could not do it without them, nor you. From babies all the way up to 12 years of age, looking for toy donations this Christmas. The Riders in Winnipeg getting ready for the Grey Cup, and we've got full team coverage, including our very own Rider reporter, Britton Gray, who's joined the Green Zone's Jamie and Locker. They're in Winnipeg now, too, live this afternoon. Britton, what's the vibe this morning in Winnipeg?
It's it's been good. You can definitely feel the buzz is starting here, right? It's still early in the week, but as things kind of ramp up towards Sunday's game there, you can tell there's signs around the city. There's a little bit of buzz in the air, excitement. We were at a restaurant last night, us and a few other media members, a lot of fans out and about, kind of excited for the week to get underway here.
Somebody asked me this morning, Britton, are the Riders favorite? Are they the favorites? Well, when you look at Davis Alexander, he hasn't lost in 13th for the Alouettes. Sure, our record. Who do you place as the favorite in this one? I want it to be Saskatchewan, but are they?
I think right now, based on what we know, it is Saskatchewan, because there's a lot of unknowns when it comes to Davis Alexander and exactly how bad that hamstring is, right? Jason Moss had to talk about it, of course. He knew he was going to be asked during the coaches' conference, and essentially they fully expect him to play. They're going to game plan around it, but it's still a concern when he does have to get treatment pretty much every day on it. We'll see how well that goes. So the Riders are the slight favorites in my mind, just because we don't know exactly the status of Davis Alexander.
Well, and it's kind of one of those intangibles of the game and the cup, and that's what makes it exciting in the countdown mm-hmm. leading up to it. But heck, we didn't even face him, did we, during the regular season? It was McLeod Bethel Thompson for the Riders, wasn't it?
Exactly. Davis Alexander hasn't faced the Riders this year. Of course, he did face them last year. In fact, it was against the Riders who he came in to beat, right? That kind of that launched his career. Then, of course, he had that that run to seal the win against Saskatchewan last year as well. Kind of. Some people still think he stepped out of bounds in that one, but hey, I get it. But yeah, so they haven't faced him this year, so it'll be an interesting matchup. And once again, I do expect Davis Alexander to play. How effective he is getting out of the pocket, and that's a big part of his game, that's what really remains to be seen.
I was marveling at how the coaches yesterday were well-reserved, as they should be, not trying to give anyone anything to post in the locker room by saying something out of turn. Very respectful of one another, and you got to remember that both Moss and Mace, Moss, quarterback for, 10 years, Mace with steps, they faced one another, too, and there they are as coaches. What was that like, listening to them yesterday?
Yeah, two kind of calm, collected individuals, as you mentioned, kind of keep things even keel, and that's really just the foundation of both these teams, business-like attitude, not too emotional, not too high, not too low, and I know we talk about that the Montreal Alouettes have just been to the Grey Cup, right? They have a lot of experience. So does this Riders team. Jeremy O'Day and Corey Mace went out and got a bunch of guys who have Grey Cup rings. They know what this week's like. They know how important it is to kind of not allow the championship game to overwhelm you, right? And so I think both these teams all week long are going to be fairly even keeled throughout it. But in saying that, Davis Alexander likes to trash talk during the games. We've seen it. And Jason Moss said, hey, I just want him to be him. That's him. So he'll just let him continue to do that.
See Jamie Ryder, reporter Britton Gray from Winnipeg this morning. Hey, really quick. Traditionally, the West Division winner has always been in the nicest locker room, right? But Winnipeg, they had our locker room when they were last here in Regina for the Cup. However, it's not the case for the Riders this year. Why is that?
Yeah, the CFL just decided, with the fact that there's going to be so many Grey Cups out West, to go into a rotation, just so that the East isn't always in the visitor locker room for 5 years or so. So a little bit of a rotation. So this year it's going to be the East. Next year, the West, kind of.
But wait a minute, 2027 wouldn't if now, the Riders take it?
There is the caveat. It is put in there that if the home team where they're hosting it does make the game, they will keep the home locker room. So if you do make the game, you don't have to give it up.
Good to know. Good stuff. And you guys are going to be all over the Cup the next few days. Tell us how you're planning to cover the game.
Absolutely. Well, of course, Jamie Locker live from the Green Zone from Winnipeg throughout the week. They're excited to talk to everyone there. We'll have the pre and post game show. And then Locker on the Loose. Locker's going to be going around just talking to fans about the experience, who they're cheering for and stuff. So if you see Locker around Winnipeg, be sure to say hi.
Okay. Look forward to the coverage. Thanks, Britton.